Almost Perfect podcast.
Welcome to the Almost Perfect fucking Groundhog's Day podcast. Yes, it is another bonus episode, and I know what some of you are thinking. Oh Lord, again, a fucking gan. Nothing new, nothing changed, same old shit, same old fucking shit. And yeah, sorry, it's been a few weeks in a row of doing these solo episodes, but I promise you, next week, there will be a new episode of the Almost Perfect podcast with quite a big guest. In my mind, it's a very big guest. I'm super pumped for this. I'm super amped for that episode. So yeah, you got something to look forward to next week. I do have a few different interviews in the pipeline at the moment, just trying to lock down some dates with different people. So yeah, we're getting back into the swing of things with regards to building a brand, baby. Building a brand. But I know the thing you're probably wondering about the most at the moment is, how is my gran? And well, she's doing a lot better. Especially since we last spoke, things weren't necessarily going that well, but each day things have gotten quite a bit better. She's regained her ability to talk quite a lot, and she's now in a rehab facility where they're helping her, yeah, get back on her feet and be able to talk again and be able to, yeah, have a good time, hopefully, for living out the rest of her life. So that is some positive news, especially now that I'm actually telling you that. I've still been in the doldrums. I've still been like battling depression, demons and shit like that. But yeah, it's great to know that my gran's doing quite a bit better and seems to be on the road to recovery. So I'm looking forward to being able to see her again, which should actually be soon. It looks like I'm going up to Joburg. Well, not look, doesn't look like. I am going up to Joburg next week. I'm going to help my mom move because my mom and my gran are moving into a new place next weekend. So yeah, I'm going to go help my mom with that. And yeah, probably go see my gran at some point. Although I'm not too sure. I think the rehab is quite long and I don't know what the visitors' vibes are with regards to COVID and stuff at the moment. That's been one of the biggest problems with this. Like, my mom hasn't even been able to speak to my gran because, yeah, they haven't. She's not taking, well, not really able to talk on the phone and stuff at the moment. And my mom can't go visit because of COVID restrictions. Because you have to, like, get kitted out and, like, full PPE regalia. Definitely not regalia, but, yeah, full PPE kit when you go into hospitals and old age homes and rehab facilities and stuff like that, and that costs money. So I figure that's why there's a lot more restrictions at the moment. But yeah, there's good news on that front. So if you were tuning in to find out about that, there you go. My gran's doing quite well. And hopefully, yeah, we'll continue to get stronger and come right as time goes on. Yeah, that I guess is some good news. And in general, it's kind of all good news on my side. Like I say, I'm still not exactly feeling good, but I'm doing things. I'm moving forward. We're progressing. We're making plans. We're doing the things. I got asked to make a mix, to do a DJ set for Dormant Youth's virtual basement party, which if you're listening to this on the Friday that it comes out, that will be tonight from 7 p.m. You can look over on the social media platforms to find out what that vibe is. It's free. It's for all of you still chilling at home on a Friday like myself, still staying indoors until our age group can get vaccinated. And then, yeah, I think there'll probably be a few less of these digital vibes going forward. Well, digital vibes, probably wrong terminology to use there. Hopefully there will be way fewer of those kind of digital vibes going forward. But this is South Africa, and we all know that's not the fucking case. What else do I gotta tell you? So yeah, that's gonna be happening. DJ Michael Sarah DJing. I've made a cool mix that I'm also gonna put out on Patreon. So if you're over at patreon.com/almostperfect, you can download the DJ Michael Sarah virtual basement mix. In the mix for DJ Michael Sarah. You can also look forward to sometime relatively soon to the podcast with Mojack Lahoko and Neil Green called Strongly Disagree or Disagree Strongly. I never know. We actually whilst editing it, it was like throughout the whole entire thing, just switching up the name. In social media, switch up the name. I don't fucking know what we're actually calling this thing, but it's something about disagreeing and strongly. Those two words are put together, and that's kind of what the whole podcast is about. We all come together, we bring a topic or two, and we've got to defend our topic. It's debating for adults, I guess. This isn't some high school shit. This is real shit where your opponents are unprepared, and you're the one with all the knowledge and get to spit facts. And they've got to flounder and try and come up with arguments on the fly. So it's quite a fun thing. Mojack's just putting some music behind it. I've done my part. It fucking took forever with the edits, I'll be honest. So that's the thing you can look forward to. We're going to probably try to do that twice a month, but we'll likely do it once a month and just see how that goes. It's just a fun little side project hustle thing. And if you want to start podcasting, well, have I got the guide for you. I have put together the How to Start a Podcast in South Africa on a Budget, a guide over at almostperfect.co.z. It's basically just the story of how I did this for pretty damn cheap, and then what I've bought since I've got some budget thanks to the patrons, and what I would like to get, you know, going forward. So, yeah, it's a cool little mix of what I recommend you could use, as well as what I've done and don't recommend necessarily. And yeah, I think it's a useful little piece of advice, especially with a South African context, although anyone could utilize the guide there. That might have just been for SEO, maybe not, you know. Who knows why South Africa isn't that? No one could actually tell you. What else I gotta let you know? Oh shit, I'm pumped. Getting vaccinated. Well, going to sign up in September. Someone did send me the link for the media, like under 35s, but since I haven't been doing these podcasts in person, I'm not on the front line. I clearly don't have comorbidities, or else COVID would have taken me out when I got it. I mean, fuck, that's tempting fate by saying that. But yeah, I figured don't need to try to jump the line by using the media thing, because there are actually people in the media who really, you know, are interacting with lots of people, doing interviews in closed spaces, that sort of thing. So yeah, I was like, I'll just wait. And turns out in September, I get to get vaccinated. And then that's also filled me with a lot of dread, because now I've got no excuse for not getting back on stage other than finding stages to get back on. But yeah, that's daunting. That's a little scary. That's a little real now, where for so long it's just been like, when I get back on stage, when I get back on stage. And I was like, oh, fuck, when I get back on stage. But I don't know, man. I feel like I've been through quite an evolution as a human being in this lockdown that probably will help me as a stand-up comedian. I've come to terms with really not giving a fuck in ways that, like, I used to think I didn't give a fuck, you know? I used to project that I didn't give a fuck, but now it's actually like David LaChapelle levels of not giving a fuck, as Jay-Z would say. So I'm interested in seeing what I can do going forward on a stage, how I can make people laugh by being a bit more fearless and not. Well, we'll see. I mean, I say this now, but maybe I get on stage and I'm just like, oh, fuck, they're going to eat me alive. But I doubt it. I feel like I'm going to get on stage. I'm going to know my shit. I'm going to make people fucking laugh at some esoteric, weird fucking nonsense that they had no clue they were getting in for, and leaving them with a feeling of overwhelming dread and sadness that they can never have leave their soul ever again. So that's the goal of Bob Perfect gigs going forward. And you can buy tickets to those over at, I don't even fucking know where, but I will let you know. It does mean I'm probably going to head to Joburg a few more times once vaccinated, once things seem more chilled. Still going to obviously do socially distant things and all of that. And I've got to read up and figure out and find out what the risk levels are. But it seems like it might be possible to do gigs without feeling too guilty about them going forward. And so, yeah, now it's just figuring out how to do all of that, you know, putting together. I'm someone who has a history of putting together gigs and will probably do that going forward. But I'm definitely going to be way more selective of who I book going forward. I used to be someone who tried to give everyone a shot. And now I'm kind of someone who is like, no, I only want to work with like 5 people. That's it. Maybe 6 if, you know, someone rarely like gets recommended highly. And then I see them and I like their work. And they don't have like this trove of problematic like tweets or some shit that the industry doesn't make public. But everyone knows behind the scenes. Yeah, those sorts of things, you know, because that's the unfortunate reality of doing stand-up comedy, not just here, but around the world, as you've heard through the Me Too vibes and just in general, a lot of stories have come out. Like, comedians are kind of shitty people. I don't know if you know that. Well, some of them. And the industry does have a tendency to protect some of them. And, you know, I just need to make sure that going forward, I don't necessarily work with people who I don't fuck with, essentially. Because it's not just talking about, you know, problematic shit and people being creeps and those sorts of things, but just the culture in general, I think, has a ass-kissing element to it that I don't fuck with. And it's got a weird hierarchy that I don't think is accurate. Like, I don't think the funniest people are necessarily the ones getting all the bookings. And I'm not saying I'm at the top of that list, because I definitely don't think I am. But yeah, I think some of the people who are getting some of the big money, or at least were, maybe don't deserve it. And you know, I need to figure out where I fit in all of this. And that's been my struggle, I think, for quite a while now. I've done a lot of different things to try and influence and impact the comedy scene in Durban and South Africa, and I'm kind of over that now. It's weird, man. I've been getting a lot of Facebook memories, and I guess that's what's been bumming me out, is just the Heat City Comedy Festival would have been in its 5th year this weekend, and I'm not going to do it again. I don't have it in me anymore, I don't think. I've kind of just, after, yeah, these lockdown periods and that, like, all the momentum's gone. All my, like, love and joy and motivation towards building a comedy festival for Durban and, yeah, one that represented my ideals and things like that. Yeah, just not into it anymore. Eh? Kind of over that shit. Kind of not feeling it. But I still want to do comedy. I still want to do my things. I still want to try to figure out how to make that all work, especially after saying all the things I've just said. Probably shut off a few stages. I've shut off so many stages to myself just over the last, like, how long's my career been? Like 11 years. So there's nothing new there. Yeah, at the end of the day, I know how to make a phone call to a sports club and ask them if I can book their hall. Like, it's not that difficult. I know how to phone a sound guy. I know how to buy some fucking Facebook ads, set up some fucking chairs, and get 10 people into a hall that can take 200, you know? I can do that if I need to. So, yeah, that's shit that wasn't necessarily on my list of things to talk about here. But yeah, just spitting some knowledge and facts off the top. And yeah, one thing that has had me thinking quite a lot lately is the whole anti-vaxxer, vaxxer, you know, dichotomy that's online and in real life and at the moment. And it's just fucking weird in general that so many people obviously are like buying into pseudoscience and just conspiracy theories and that sort of thing. But then also that other people are just being complete and utter fucking dicks about it. Like, you really think you're going to win people? Like, this is the problem with modern day fucking everything. And I've said it before, and I'm a part of the problem and all those things. But it really fucking is, man. Because do you really think that people are going to, like, agree with you on something like vaccinations if you're just completely taking the piss out of them the whole time? And isn't your goal here to get them on your fucking side? Isn't it? Like, do we not want people to get vaccinated? If you're someone who's like, your vaccinations are good, we should get people vaccinated, then why the fuck are you spending half your day busy angrily tweeting people who clearly are misinformed? Clearly. I think I might have brought this up last week, actually, but it's just like, it just fucking weirds me out, man. It just like, if it is completely understandable that some people have issues with medical things like this because of history. Like, genuinely, there have been a lot of fucked up things that have, like, happened through governments, through people just being fucking sadistic, like, psychopaths in medicine. And, yeah, a lot of fucked up racist shit, a lot of fucked up misogynistic shit, and just, you know, an entire history of people being pretty fucking dishonest. That's, I can get why people might be a little apprehensive about vaccines. You might go, well, they're just being weird and crazy and this and that. But at the end of the day, they're concerned because there is reason sometimes to fucking be concerned. I'm not saying now is that time. I'm definitely fucking not saying that. But I am saying that I understand people's concerns and fears and worries, and that they're getting different information than what you're getting, and that is influencing the way that they think, and you coming against them and being like, fuck you, anti-vaxxer, fuck you, you stupid cunt, you're fucking useless, you don't know shit, you had fucking, your baby's gonna die, all of that. How much do you think they're actually going to go, hey, maybe these people who are all about the vaccinations are right? No, they're going to think you're a fucking monster and that you're fucking brainwashed by big science or the government or whatever. And you just further cement that dichotomy. You just further cement that whole thing of, like, yeah, them versus us. Instead of trying to actually, I don't know, be a little bit empathetic and kind of try and understand that some people are a little bit skeptical about vaccines. And yes, that might be because of misinformation. But it's not like any of us haven't at some point been, you know, a little bit fucking misinformed on some of the shit that we believe. Like, that is a fundamental part of being human, is taking in things and going, oh, I think this is true, when it's not. You've been hoodwinked, you've been duped, and it fucking sucks. And now other people are coming and being self-righteous on your ass. But meanwhile, they don't really understand the fucking science either. You're telling me you really understand how mRNA fucking shit works? No, you don't. But smart people are telling you that this shit works, so you're like, cool, this shit works. Like, that's me. I'm not gonna fucking lie to you and tell you I know exactly how vaccines work. I've read the things, I've watched the videos. Cool. I believe you. I believe what you're telling me. That makes sense to me. I agree with you. But I also understand that other people are out there watching other videos where people are making other arguments and telling them crazy shit, and they're going, yeah, that makes sense to me. Just like you and I are with the science that we're busy going, yeah, this is correct. And yeah, it probably is fucking correct, because lots of very smart people and a lot of fucking research and funding and fucking, yeah, it's just, there's a lot of reasons why it makes sense at the moment to go, yeah, getting the COVID vaccine is probably a really good thing for me to do at the moment. I'm going to try to do that. That makes sense. But at the same time, it doesn't, like, it's not that hard to understand that other people might be skeptical and might go, hey, yeah, no, not for me. And that's the thing. We've got to now, rather than, I don't know, I see some people making really weird arguments about, you know, getting governments to force people, essentially, or to really, really strongly coerce them into getting the vaccine. And if you are someone who is part of, like, you, who thinks there's conspiracies for the government to inject you with a vaccine that's going to poison you, them forcing it on you is definitely going to contribute to that conspiracy pretty fucking hard. But really, to me, it's just a thing of, obviously, everyone's got the right to, you know, body autonomy. You've got the right to choose what you do with your body, regardless of, you know, whether or not you're making the correct decision. I do understand that this is a public health thing and your choices will make, you know, will have an effect on others. And that's why we really, in my mind, need to, you know, come at people with a little bit of love and empathy and try and get them on our side without, you know, calling them fucking idiots. Without spending your entire day on Twitter busy talking about how stupid anti-vaxxers are. You know, because that's, I just don't think it's going to create the right climate ever to get people on our side when it comes to this thing. So, yeah, authoritarian measures from the government when it comes to what people do with their body is never, ever a good idea. And it's something I think you should look into your soul and reconsider if it's something you've been, you know, clamoring for lately. Because that can go, you know, there's a few short steps to the government being allowed to do a lot of fucked up shit. If you start going, yeah, it's totally fine for governments to force vaccinations on people. I'm not, like, once again, I'm fully fucking for vaccinations. Like, 110% for them. Can't wait to get mine. Super stoked. My family are vaccinated. Like, super stoked. Some of my friends are vaccinated. And I want more and more people to get vaccinated. I just think the way we've approached this conversation, you know, it's fallen into this American fucking bullshit of, you know, the left and the right. And it doesn't need to be. Like, I do think, like, you know, questions of body autonomy are political and stuff like that. But the scientific stuff behind vaccines is what we really need to, I don't know, just try and make sure people understand. But of course, there's massive disinformation networks out there through social media and through YouTube and various other things. And I know that this is all just a big fucking mess, man. I know that. I don't actually have any solutions. I'm sorry. I don't think, like, that's the thing. I know I've just spoken for a couple minutes on a topic that, as I've even said, I don't fucking fully understand anyway. Like, I don't understand the science. I barely understand the politics, but I don't know. This is my podcast. These are my thoughts and opinions. And if you disagree, well, then cool. You're allowed to. That's totally fine. I don't mind. Just, you know, maybe don't be so fucking loud about it. That's just the thing. Just the thing that gets me is just, like, the, I don't know, Twitter, man, and the internet in-groups and out-groups and the real-life effects that those kind of things seem to have. And yeah, we need to be smarter, man. I think we need to approach things with a lot more care. And we're just not, like, because it is, it's just team sports, bro. Everything is a fucking team. Like, every opinion that's ever been shared now has a team for and against it. And your team is more the people who you dig than people who, you know, you might ideologically agree with, if we're being completely honest. Like, because I see some people who I think are absolute assholes. And they've said some things lately. I'm like, yeah, no, you're correct. I agree with you there.
And I've seen a lot of people who I'm cool with say a lot of whack shit. And I'm just like, that's really? Fucking really? That's your viewpoint here? Are you sure? Because that sounds pretty fucked up, dog. That sounds like, you know, some authoritarian fucking weird shit, man. But yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of the time people don't necessarily really know what politics are. I sure as fuck don't. Yeah, so that's that. Here comes the shoutouts. This podcast is brought to you by you, which means you can go to patreon.com/almostperfect and subscribe for as little as $1 a month. Everyone who signs up will get sent a packet of Almost Perfect stickers in the mail. Unfortunately, like, I fucking got COVID and fucking other shit happened. Then there were riots. And now I don't even know where the nearest fucking working post office is. But as soon as there is a working post office near me, I will, because Queensmead's the one I usually use. And we saw that get looted on national TV. So, yeah, that was a time, hey? That was literally like the other fucking day. Yo. Anyway. So, yeah, I will be sending those stickers out. I've got quite a backlog at the moment, but I'll be sending them out as soon as I possibly can. Like I say, from $1 a month all the way up to $10 a month, you can sign up to the Almost Perfect Patreon. And yeah, at the $10 tier, it is the titular titles tier. And this is a tier where you get to pick your title right here on the Almost Perfect podcast. It's weird how it's called the titular titles tier and you get to pick your title. Weird. So, first off, shout outs to our executive producer, Stephen Olafia, one of our long-standing members at the titular titles tier. Another long-standing member is, of course, Rousseau, who is our chief sales officer of Subtle Heresies in the greater Overberg region. Karan Sleman is our Almost Perfect hedge fund manager. Shout outs to you. Of course, he was upgraded from our youth group leader. Shout outs to Brishandra Naidu, who is our spiritual advisor. Shout outs to our pantsless weasel, who is Tyron Love. Shout outs, of course, to the key group. Very key position, this one. It is Neil Green. Shout outs to Kath Jenkin, who is the inevitable ruler of the universe, and Queen Swifty. Next up, we have got our king, who of course is Julian. Shout outs to you. Shout outs to Karan Chetty, who is our assistant to the regional manager. And lastly, shout outs to our anonymous benefactor. I've got no more fucking clues for you. I've given you guys so many clues. Just go back and listen to the other episodes. You'll get the clues. Like, if you don't know, you got to guess who the anonymous benefactor is. I've like pretty much like laid it out on a silver platter for all of you. And if you do guess, then I'll send you some stickers. Sorry, I need to, yeah, keep on track here. But yeah, so that's the deal. You figure out who the anonymous benefactor is, I'll send you some stickers. The clue for this week to figure out who anonymous benefactor is that there is a place in America that is named after them, as well as a U2 album. I think it's an album. One of the words in the album is the name of this person. Okay? Come on! You gotta get it. Bob at almostperfect.co.za if you figure out who it is. Lastly, you can buy mugs from me there, 100 Rand each. And 10 Rand from each sale goes to Sasonke. Sasonke is an organization that is by sex workers for sex workers that is working to decriminalize sex work here in South Africa. You can check them out, sasonke.org.za. And like I said, 10 bucks from each mug sale goes to them. So that's it. That's the Almost Perfect podcast for this week. This is the last bonus one, hopefully for quite a while. I'm thinking about making these a Patreon-only kind of thing, if I can get back into the swing of things when it comes to actually having the podcast, you know, the weekly interview thing going on. So once I have that going properly, I might do these bonus episodes as a monthly thing over at Patreon. And yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. And yeah, other than that, I hope you have a good weekend. Hope you enjoy the DJ Michael Sarah set tonight on Virtual Basements, as well as all the other sets that are going to be played. There's a fucking sick lineup. Half of the lineup has actually been on this podcast before. So go check it out over on social media, on mine, on other people's. you'll see the thing, Virtual Basement. Catch you on the flip side.